Raise your hand really high if you like snakes. If you like snakes. Okay. Raise your hand really high if you don't like snakes. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of divided. You do like snakes? That's good. Well, now, do any of you guys remember one of the really early, early stories in the Bible where there was a snake? What is it, Declan?
In Genesis, the snake, the devil tempts Adam and Eve.
Right. When the snake... I know apples are good, but in this story, they're tempted to eat an apple they can't eat in the Garden of Eden.
It's purple apple.
It's no, I don't know what color the apple is.
They are purple.
They are purple? Okay. So the purple apple in the Garden of Eden.
They're purple.
I believe you. And so after that, people started thinking snakes were bad. Now, are all snakes bad?
No.
No. Not all snakes. Well, no snakes are bad, but some snakes are poisonous. And if they bite you, what happens?
You get sick.
You get sick, and sometimes you die. And so our Bible story this morning, if you guys come over here, you can see this better. So come on closer. The people weren't doing what God asked, and they were complaining to God, and they were just being just stinky and rotten towards God. And so... God sent poisonous snakes, and some of the people got bit and died. And then they were all like, whoa, we've gone too far. And they started praying and said, God, please, we're so sorry. And Moses, that's the guy here in red, God said to Moses, well, if you take a snake and make a bronze version of the snake and put it up on a pole, anybody who's bit and looks at that snake will live. So it was like this wild, crazy experience, and they all regretted talking badly about God and not being thankful, and Moses put the snake up on a stick, and people didn't die. Yeah, Uzzah?
Why did God have to send poisonous
snakes? Oh, they were being really, really ungrateful and complaining when they were in the desert that they didn't like the food God was sending, and they were just being rotten towards God, and God was upset over it. So then, after that, you see the snake on the pole? That symbol of the snake on the pole has been turned into a symbol that you guys have seen a lot, but you may not have even noticed it, which is a sign of people who are promised to help you and not hurt you. So that's weird. You probably haven't even noticed it, but I'm going to show you. Do you see the snake on a pole on the paramedic's badge? Do you see that? Do you see the snake on a pole on this nurse's badge? Do you see that? So this story from thousands of years ago from our Old Testament about the snake on a pole and God's promise to heal everybody and not hurt them again is now a symbol on doctors and nurses and firemen and paramedics.
There's two snakes on this one.
There's two on that one? Well, what does this look like to you? Some people think it reminds them of something else. Do you guys see it?
A cross.
A cross. You're right. Do you guys all see how the snake on the pole kind of looks similar to the cross? Do you guys agree?
Wait, but isn't it the pole? It's shaped like the cross.
Yeah, it is. It has a little bit of a cross shape. And so, can someone, who's a good reader?
I don't know how to read.
Okay, then, if you don't know how to read, I won't ask you. But I will ask Tibetchi, will you read? Okay, so read what it says under the cross with the pole with the snake.
As Moses lift up the serpent in the wilderness.
And now read what's on there.
So must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Thank you, Tibetchi. That was good reading. So it says, kind of like this story about Moses and putting the snake up on a pole reminds people of the cross with Jesus on it. What do you guys think about that? Do you kind of get it a little bit? Because God made a promise never to give people life so they wouldn't die, and that's what Jesus did. We have life. All right? Well,
why are there rings?
Oh, wings? I don't know. Why do you think there's wings on the nurses?
I think they wanted it to look better than...
To make it look a little more approachable than just snakes? Maybe so. Maybe so. You should ask your mom, because your mom's a nurse. What are the wings for on your badge? She doesn't know. You're going to have to go home and research that. I'll give that for you.
Maybe they're
angel wings. Yeah, because nurses are angels when they take care of us. Okay, so the next time you guys see a fire truck or a paramedic or a doctor or nurse, look close at their badge, and then you can remember, oh, yeah, the badge comes from the Bible. All right? Does anyone want the other pictures? Okay. All right, well, let's say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Why don't you just keep one, and we can share the other one. Okay. All right, put your hands together. Dear God, we thank you for sending all the people who take care of us and give us life, all the paramedics and the firemen and the doctors and the nurses. Most of all, we thank you for sending Jesus, who gives us life forever. We love you, and we say this in your holy name. What do you guys say?
Amen.
Oh, that was so quiet. Try it again.
Amen.
That's a lot better. All right. We'll see you guys after Sunday school.